This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
So they're all good days, you know. The first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day. But he said, that seventh one I'm going to sanctify. I'm going to make that one holy. That's my day. And that's God's day. The Lord just spoke to me. In our Bible it says in Leviticus 23 that there are priests, there are feast days unto the Lord. These are my feasts, it says in Leviticus 23. But really, in the Hebrew, it says, these are my moeds, my fixed dates, my appointments. And the Lord just said to me, I took those days out and made them holy unto me for His use. Passover, Pentecost. God took the nation of Israel and He cut it out from all the other nations. He wanted to reach all the other nations. He loved all the other nations. So He cut Himself out a nation from all the rest, Israel, and He separated it. And He said, I want you to be a holy people. I want you to be a holy just for my use. Just for me. To a certain degree, they were able, but not fully. And then of all the peoples, God has election. God can be God. Out from the Israel, tribe of Israel, He took a certain tribe, the Levites, and He separated them. I get the Levites. They're not going to have any land. They get me, and I get them. Out from the Levites, He took a priest, a group that is called in the New King James the priests. I like the Hebrew word, the Kohenim. Do you know any Jews named Kohen? He's from that separated group. Maybe his name is Khan, K-O-H-N, or those are all. But out from the Levites, He separated the Kohens, the Kohenim. Now the Levites, He cleansed. But the Kohens, He sanctified with blood, the Bible says. They were just for Him. They didn't do all the little work detail that the rest of the Levites did. Killing the animals, doing this and that. They went in to His presence. When God called the church, Jesus, with His own precious blood, died that we might be sanctified, cut out from all this whole world, and separated for God's use. You're just for God's use. You're not for that R-rated video. Your eyes are for God's use. In the old covenant, which those things show us the new, the blood was spilled for the covenant. And Moses was to take the hyssop branch, dip it in the blood, and he shook it on the book. And then it said, he shook it on the people. And they were sprinkled, it said, with the blood by faith. I know that he couldn't reach all 2.5 million people with a drop of blood. But when he did it like this, by faith, it went on every one of them. Then they're marked from Satan, the enemy of God. They're marked. They're God's people. They're separated. They are separated unto him. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter, you are elect, selected. God has the right to do it. He's God. Unto obedience and unto the sprinkling of the blood. When you are born again, you are marked with God's blood. And that blood separates you from all the people in this world. You are in this world, but you are not of it. In Hebrews, it says he shed his blood that he might sanctify a people unto God. Now come out from among them. Oh, I wasn't going to go this way, but let's turn to 1 John. I was going to be nicer. I like you to like me. You may not in a few minutes. Oh, hallelujah. Sanctified, made useful for the Master's use. Oh, God. Don't you want him to use you? Folks, it's last call. The church age is going to close. This elect group of sanctified people who are made holy to stand before his presence in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, who are going to stand right in his face. We are sanctified. We are made holy without blame that we might live right in his face forever. A glorious church without spot or wrinkle. The door's about to shut. You're not going to be able to get in that group much longer. And that group's going to go on and on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. The glorified ones, and how others in other ages are going to look at us and say, we wish we could have lived when we could have gotten in that group. Before I hit you between the eyeballs, I'll give you a few more glory scriptures. You got 1 John? And then turn to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. You should spend much time in the book of Ephesians because that's when you live. Meditate it line by line. Turn back to Hebrews 13. Keep one finger in 1 John 4. You need at least 10 fingers when I preach. You could use your toes even. Now get what God said. Get what God said in Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, 12. We just read this. Hebrews 13, 12. Ephesians 1. Hebrews 13, 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood. That's why he did it. That he might sanctify, that he might take a group from all the whole world, cut them out, separate them for God's total usage. That's what you're for. You are not your own. You are bought with the price. Temple of the Holy Ghost is what the Bible says. Now to do that, he spilled his blood. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him. We're going out from this too. We're going out from the world, that shows. Now, Ephesians 1. Sanctification and holy is the same meaning. Holy unto the Lord. It's for him. It's sanctified. It's cut out for him. We talked a little bit about this the other night. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, in the Mashiach. According as, here's why he gave us all those blessings. Because we're the elect. Whosoever will may come, but this is an elect group. according as he hath chosen him, us, in him when, remember, before the foundation of the world, to the end that we should be what? Holy, sanctified. Sanctified holy. The blood. Jesus shed his blood that we might be sanctified holy, that out of all this group down here, God might have a people that will be brought unto him holy, blameless. And where will we stand for eternity? According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. You lose the meaning of that in our Western languages. The Eastern languages get it. All the Hebrew prepositions have to do with bodily position. I don't say that you're beside me. I say you're aliad. You're at my hand. Pene is the face. Just add an L to it. Lifne. And you have before. Before in the Hebrew and in the Greek means right in front of your face. Jesus came and died and shed his blood because God's going to take out a people from all the rest, and that people's going to stand in God's face for eternity, made of God's very being, made of his substance, made of his glory, and walk and move and reign with him. And that's the church of the living God. Sometimes I hear people preaching about the church and I say, they don't even have an idea what the church is. And that's the purpose. Not just what we're saved from, what we're saved to. And even while you're living in this earth, it says that your, Philippians 3:20 says, our citizenship is in heaven. The day I got born again, his life and nature came down inside my spirit, and it sanctified me from all the rest of this earth. Now my headquarters is heaven. Now I go on heaven's laws. I get my healing. I don't have to go by the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. Because I'm from heaven. I'm from outer space. I am an alien from another planet. I put my mind on heavenly things. Because God told me to. Even if people say stupid things like, so heavenly minded they're no earthly good. Anyone who's heavenly minded is more than earthly good.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible and the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CDs for $30, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!